Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm doing a roundup of a few of my favorite regional farmers markets. First of all, why do we love farmers markets? There's so many reasons. From enjoying peak freshness to the overall ambiance, it's always a treat to stroll through a market seeing the beautiful colors of tomatoes right off the vine or taking the fragrance of just harvested herbs. And it's certainly one of the best ways to support family farmers and local makers. Now that large agribusiness dominates food production in the United States, small family farms have a hard time competing in the food marketplace. Buying directly from farmers gives them a better return for their produce and gives them a fighting chance in today's globalized economy. The food that you buy at the farmers market is seasonal, of course. It's fresh, it's delicious, it reflects the truest flavors. Shopping and cooking from the farmers markets helps you to reconnect with the cycles of nature in our area. As you look forward to asparagus in spring, savor sweet corn in summer, or bake pumpkins in autumn, you reconnect with the earth, the weather, and the turning of the year. Taste real flavors. The fruits and vegetables you buy at farmers markets are the freshest and the tastiest available. There's no denying that. Fruits are allowed to ripen fully in the field and are brought directly to you. No long-distance shipping, no gassing to simulate the ripening process, no sitting for weeks in storage. This food is as real as it gets, fresh from the farm. Farmers markets also protect the environment. Think about it. Food in the United States travels an average of 1,500 miles to get to your plate. All this shipping uses large amounts of natural resources, especially fossil fuels, and that contributes to pollution, creates more trash with all the extra packaging. Conventional agriculture also uses many more resources than sustainable agriculture, and it pollutes the water, the air, and the land with toxic agricultural byproduct. Food at the farmers markets is transported much, much shorter distances and is generally grown using methods that minimize the impact on the earth. At the farmers market, you know where your food comes from. Meeting and talking to farmers and food artisans is a great opportunity to learn more about how and where the food is produced. You can also learn cooking tips, recipes, and meal ideas. Those at the farmers markets are often passionate cooks with plenty of free advice about how to cook the foods that they're selling. And what I like the most about the farmers market, it's a way to connect with your community. Wouldn't you rather stroll amidst outdoor stalls on a sunny day than roll your cart around a grocery store with artificial lights and piped-in music? Going to the farmers market makes shopping a pleasure rather than a chore. The farmers market is a true community hub, a place to meet up with your friends, bring your kids, sometimes dogs are allowed too, or just get a taste of small town life. I like what food writer Michael Pollan says when he refers to local markets as the new public squares of community health. So here's a few of my recommendations and markets I've been going to for many years. Okay. Starting in Ulster County. The Saugerties Farmers Market celebrates its 20th year this year and can be found on Main Street on Saturdays. Its longtime mission has always been to preserve small farms and promote healthy living. And it also hosts live musical performers and many fun children's activities. One of my recommendations at this market is Green Earth Farm, coming from Palinville. And she is always stocked with loads of vegetables, flowers, mushrooms, honey, maple, and more. And since the market is right in the heart of the village, it's nice to take some extra time to stroll around and visit all the indie shops and bookstores, and of course, get a few scoops of alleyway ice cream. Okay, Heading over to Greene County, the Coxsackie Farmers Market takes place on Wednesdays in one of the area's most stunning locations. It's in Riverside Park, right on the Hudson River. And you can find C&B Kitchen and Lime Kiln Farm here. Both have been guests on this show. This farmers market also showcases musical guests, and they also often have a special guest food truck on site. This is a really fun one. Now, crossing the river over in Columbia County is the Hudson Farmers Market, now in its 24th year and the county's largest market. It takes place on Saturdays, outside in the summer and inside during the winter. And this one features a real array of options, from baked goods, fruits and vegetables, flowers, eggs, meat, seafood, spirits, and brews. And in addition to their main vendors, they almost always have a special guest vendor, like someone making organic, eco-friendly body care products, someone making kombucha, someone making handcrafted jewelry or handcrafted rugs. And they've also had weaving workshops courtesy of the Shaker Museum. Okay, up in Rensselaer County, the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market is in downtown Troy, and it's just like it sounds. It's right on the waterfront. This definitely has something for everyone, and it's a great way to spend a Saturday. One highlight here is that the market offers composting. They make composting easy. Collect your food scraps in a bag or container during the week and bring them to the community compost drop-off right outside their entrance. At the end of each market day, the food scraps are collected by Troy Zero Waste and transformed into high-quality compost. Troy Zero Waste is an all-volunteer organization that works to promote composting and recycling efforts in and around Troy. So why do we compost? When food waste ends up in landfills, it emits methane, a greenhouse gas 26 times more potent than carbon dioxide. When composted instead, it adds nutrients and stability to the soil, encouraging plant growth and water retention. What can I compost, you're wondering? Well, you can compost food scraps, fruits and vegetables, meat and bones, non-liquid dairy, such as cheese, grain products such as bread, and loose coffee and tea grounds. Further north in Saratoga County, the Saratoga Farmers Market is on Sundays and Wednesdays at High Rock Park in the summer and then moves indoors in the winter. This market started in a small parking lot on a rainy day in 1978, and since then has not only survived but grown and prospered. What I like about this one is that they are a local producer-only market, which means their standards requires that their vendors have to grow or produce their goods in Saratoga, Schenectady, Rensselaer, and Washington County, thus ensuring that products are fresh and unique. And also in this way, the sales provide economic, ecological, and social support to those local communities. And I know that farmers markets aren't anything new to those of us who are living here. We're totally spoiled with the bounty of the Hudson Valley. And I know there's so many more that I haven't mentioned today and so many more that I need to visit. What I like about going to new ones, besides seeing the range of talented and hardworking farmers and all that they have to offer, as it's often a good excuse to explore a new town or village. And if you can't make it to certain farmers markets, I do recommend checking out their websites, where many of them also have newsletters. So if you sign up for those, it's a very simple way to get lots of information right into your inbox. And often there's a lot of good recipes. Farmers markets are good for the senses, good for your health, good for the community, good for your heart and soul. And I like what Alice Waters said. If you buy from people who are taking care of the land, you're supporting the future of this country. See you at the farmers market.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.